Renaissance prose. Prose in England during the Renaissance was mainly a vehicle for philosophical and scientific discourse and moral and religious sermons. One of the major themes of its prose was speculation about an ideal society. Thomas More's Utopia is one of the most representative examples of the humanist culture of the time. Another later example of the Utopian essay was The New Atlantis by Francis Bacon, an uncompleted study of an imaginary culture dominated by natural philosophers. Bacon, perhaps the greatest English philosopher of his time, was extremely learned and interested in many subjects. During the Renaissance, there was no clear separation between different fields of knowledge as there is now. Religion, philosophy, science, and mathematics were all seen as being interlinked, and Bacon's essays also promoted the advancement of scientific research and learning in general. His work included texts in both English and Latin. The Advancement of Learning, Novum Organum, the Augmentis Scientiarum, and the Essays. Like More, Bacon wrote partly in Latin, thinking that it would remain the language of international learning. Humanist thought was also an important influence in the construction of the new Church of England. In 1611, the first authorized English version of the Bible was printed. It was based mainly on the version translated into English by the theologian William Tyndale, and became known as the King James Bible. Its influence was enormous, both on the development of religion in England and on its literature. Biblical idiom entered extensively into the English language, and its influence can be felt to this day, both in prose and poetry. Sermons were another popular form of religious discourse. The poet John Donne is perhaps the greatest exponent of the form, and his sermons have given the language many powerful metaphors. One of the most famous he has left to us is that of the death bell that tolls for every man, and therefore never sent to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.